Listening to NewsHour live from the BBC in London. I'm Lise Doucette. Well, after a turbulent political week in the United States, Brett Kavanaugh was finally confirmed as a Supreme Court judge. The Conservative nominee was approved by the Senate with a razor-thin margin, and it's a symbol of a deeply divided nation. President Trump hailed his confirmation as one of the biggest victories of his presidency, a triumph which has rallied his Republican base. But the confirmation of a man facing allegations of sexual misconduct has angered diplomats, and they're also worried about his partisan rhetoric. So how does this all augur for the upcoming and crucial midterm elections? And how will this controversy shape voter allegiances? For a bit of insight, we're joined now live from New York by the Democratic pollster Matt McDermott. He's the director at Whitman Strategies. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good. Let us begin by saying there's been a lot of discussion about who will be most galvanized by this Supreme Court judgment, with many now saying both the Republicans and the Democrats could be more enthusiastic about heading to the polls.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, you know, straight off the bat, the effects of this hearing have been, to your point, profoundly unfortunate, and I think will likely have lasting impacts on the legitimacy of the court. But speaking about the upcoming elections, the effect it's had on the election heading into November, we've seen in polling in the past week or so that shifts in support for Kavanaugh have very strongly been correlated to partisan affiliation. And what that means is that close to 80% of Democrats opposed his confirmation, close to 80% of Republicans supported his nomination, and independents, those in the middle, who had originally been split on his confirmation, began to trend towards opposing his confirmation. And so what that means is we very much have a country divided, and it's left Democrats who are already energized to vote this year, bitterly frustrated with how the process was handled. And I think it'll have very real implications in terms of both mobilization and organization heading into the midterms.
In other words, that more people will come out to vote because they realized if they can't influence politics through the Senate rulings, then they have to do it at the polls?
That's exactly right. As we've obviously seen the energy, there's been thousands of protesters in the streets of the Capitol. Yesterday, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee reported that they'd seen a 500% increase in terms of donations to candidates over the last few days. And so we see that energy translating into the upcoming midterm election.
And yet there have also been reports that conservative women have also been upset by the allegations of sexual misconduct and that they will be more committed to turning up to vote.
That's right. And we've seen a little bit of that in polling. And I think what we'll see over the next week or two after this Kavanaugh confirmation has happened is that things will start to revert back to the fundamentals. And by that, I mean that we are sitting currently with a historically unpopular president who doesn't have a particularly popular legislative agenda. And so as hard as the party in power will try, midterms often become a referendum on that president and his agenda. And in this case, Republicans in districts across America are going to be forced to have to defend that record and talk about that record over the next few weeks. So even though we've seen some shifts in mobilization leading up to the vote, now that it's happened, it feels like things are going to revert back to the conversation that's been taking place, frankly, for the last 18 months.
And do you think this will mobilize voters across class lines, across economic areas?
Yeah, and we've seen some notable shifts, particularly to your point, among college-educated women and women in suburban districts who have always been sort of in support of this Me Too movement and in support of women speaking up and out against sexual violence. So I think this really has sort of energized and mobilized voters in a unique way. And I think over the coming weeks, we'll see if that's able to sustain itself into November.
We'll soon find out. Matt McDermott, thank you very much for joining us early from New York.